Our paths are rough, and sometimes the hills seem impossible, don't they? Well, the Hebrew people felt just that way. And then, suddenly, the invisible hands of time struck God's appointed hour on the clock of human history. The hour of freedom had come, and the Lord was ready to perform what he had promised. This same God who had been silent for 400 years was now about to speak, and the whole of eternity would hear what he had to say.
And the Lord said, Moses, tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go out of his country. But I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt, and with mighty acts of judgment I will bring out my people. And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
Oh yes, before long there would be no mistake. They would know he was the Lord, for they were about to get a first-hand look, close up and in living color, at the power and fury of Jehovah. And so the plagues came, one by one. Oh, Pharaoh, you foolish, foolish man.
Moses went to the Nile and turned the river into
another plague would bring much loss. Their cattle all died, the Egyptians cried, is it really worth the cost? This time he threw some ashes way up high in the air, till falling like rain came boils and pain on Egyptians everywhere.